6.3.
It obviously has to be lifted with a crane.
Yes, but do the slings necessarily have to pass under the base? Why not come up with a way of hooking onto the side of the statue?
How?
Well, couldn't we drill into it, horizontally, and insert bars into the holes? Then hook onto the bars.
People would see the holes afterwards, though.
We could fill all the holes, couldn't we? Surely they could use some sort of filler that's the same colour as the stone.
They'd never hide the holes completely, though. It would still leave marks, wouldn't it? I don't think that would be acceptable.
Or, alternatively, we could make sure the holes were out of sight. What about drilling into the top, vertically? If the holes were right on the top, they'd be less visible. Then the bars could be set in, with lifting eyes on the end.
The trouble is, if the bars were set in with resin, they'd never come out. They'd have to be cut off, wouldn't they? And this mammoth's lying down, so the top will probably be seen, to an extent.
True.
To be honest, I don't think we can envisage drilling into it. I suppose another option would be to use some sort of grab on the end of the crane jib. You know, like the ones they use for offloading lorries. So the statue would be held by friction. But I can't imagine there being anything capable of lifting 36 tons, especially not something that wide.
No. Have you spoken to the masons about this?
Not yet, no.
Why don't we ask them?